Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls sees 62% voter turnout across states. India and Iran inks long-term contract for operation of Shahid Beheshti port in Chapahar. CBSE declares class 10 and 12 board exam results. Girls outshine boys. An advisor, Kudecho Kamo, calls for immediate investigation into the ongoing blacktopping of Chasuba town roads. Now the news in detail. More than 62% voter turnout has been recorded in the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha polls. 96 parliamentary constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory was covered in the fourth phase. These include 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase. Over 19 lakh polling officials were deployed across 1,92,000 polling stations. Nearly 18 crore voters were eligible to exercise the franchise in this phase. So far, in the last 3 phases, polling has concluded smoothly in 283 parliamentary constituencies and 20 states and union territories. India and Iran today signed a long-term contract for the operation of the Shahid Beheshti port in Chapahar. Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, witnessed the signing of the agreement between India Ports Global Limited and Ports and Maritime Organization of Iran. Speaking on the occasion, Sonowal said that with this agreement, foundations have been laid for India's long-term involvement at Chapahar. He said the signature of this contract will have a multiplier effect on the viability and visibility of Chapahar port. He added that Chapahar is not only the closest Iranian port to India, but it is also an excellent port from a nautical point of view. Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today declared results of Class 10 and 12 board examinations in which girls have outshined boys. In a statement, CBSE said 87.98% of students have passed 12 board exams. The pass percentage is 0.65% higher than last year. Over 24,000 candidates have scored above 95% and over 1,16,000 students got above 90% in this examination. In 10 the board examination, overall pass percentage is 93.60. The pass percentage of girls is 94.75, while for boys it is 92.71. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the students who have passed the CBSE board exams. In a social media post, Modi said he is immensely proud of students' accomplishment and their relentless dedication. The Prime Minister said that this is just one milestone in their journey and urged them to focus on what excites and drives them. Advisor for Civil Administration, Works, Division and Taxes, Kudecho Kamo, has called for immediate investigation into the ongoing blacktopping of Chasuba town roads under Peck District. The demand comes amid allegations of compromised quality and workmanship in a road construction project. Kamo, in a letter, emphasized that the integrity of the project seemed to have been compromised. He pointed out that the contractor has made attempt to burn down grassy areas along the roads using a gas cylinder in response to social media backlash over poor quality of the workmanship. He said it was urgent to conduct a thorough investigation into the matter. Kamo said that the findings of the investigation should be promptly submitted for further necessary action in the interest of the public. A one-day community conserved area CCA management plan workshop was organized by Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change today. Chief Conservator of Forest, Supung Nukshi, in his address expressed gratitude for consistently safeguarding forest resources. He commended their dedication to conservation efforts and encouraged them to continue their commendable service. conservator of forest, Zithanglo Button, highlighted a CCA management plan. She said that the plan would not only aid villagers in forest conservation, but also serve as a reference for various developmental activities by different organizations and departments. Senior researcher Kehe Pamding Tho presented on increasing carbon sequestration and promoting declining life support forest species through community participation in Kohima district of Nagaland. Villages adopted under National Mission on Himalayan Studies project of Nagaland, including Pesama, Kikwema, Jakama, Wiswema, and Kuzama, and Organization of South Nangami Villages regarding projects in Tsugu Valley, also shared inputs and experiences to the department. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan has congratulated Sano Vamuzo for being honoured with the Padma Shri Award by the Government of India. In a message, Ganesan said the award is a recognition of her exemplary contributions and unwavering commitment to the public service, and her achievement has also brought great pride to the state. The governor expressed hope that the recognition will encourage her to continue to achieve even greater heights. PEC Additional Deputy Commissioner Rofu Kutto Noti has directed dog owners to ensure vaccination of dogs and keep the dogs on leash in order to prevent them from straying in public places. He said the order has been necessitated in view of several cases of dog bites by stray dogs reported in PEC Town over the past several months. This has put a grave health risk for the general public due to the possible infection of rabies. The ADC also informed that any dog found roaming freely in the town will be seized or shot at sight by concerned competent authority. A workshop on bulletproof business accelerator was recently organized in Kohima by Startup Nagaland under Department of Industries and Commerce. Director, Department of Industries and Commerce, Dukuka Achumi, commended entrepreneurial spirit of the younger generation in Nagaland. He emphasized the importance of mentorship in fostering entrepreneurship. Mentor and founder of Bulletproof Teams, Nikhil V. Kumar, conducted a master class on journey of entrepreneurship and leadership, mastering time management, creating support structures for entrepreneurs, and scaling business to the next level. An ideation hackathon for students will be organized in Kohima on 18th June under the Digital Design and 3D Printing Center of Excellence in the Electronic Manufacturing Cluster project. It is implemented by Amdron under guidance of North Eastern Council, Government of India. The hackathon will be held at Naga Hospital Authority, Kohima. It is open to all students, including high school, design, engineering, medical and dental college students. Interested applicants can apply for registering on the project website 3dpcoe.in. The last date for submission is 11th June. It has been informed that shortlisted teams duly mentored will get opportunity to compete with teams from outside Nagaland for the final hackathon to be held in Tech City, Guwahati in August 2024. Five winning teams will be given cash prizes and other incentives amounting to 50 lakh rupees per team. All Commercial Vehicle Association of Woka District has informed that its services will be unavailable in the district on 17th May till 3 p.m. in view of the upcoming Foundation Day celebration. The association said that entry of vehicles from other districts will be permitted till 9 a.m. And now, Trend News, here are the headlines again. Fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls sees 62% voter turnout across states. India and Iran inks long-term contract for operation of Shahid Beheshti port in Chapahar. CBSE declares class 10 and 12 board exam results. Girls outshine boys. An advisor, Kudeshu Kamo, calls for immediate investigation into the ongoing blacktopping of Chazuba down roads. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.